On this episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show was full of awesome stuff. Olympic facts, Pokemon molesters, a man named Black Leroy with two obituaries, sewage suckers, and a pool that smells like fart. All this, a factoid and more on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 363 for August 13th, 2016. Vomitorium. Gentlemen, and welcome you people to the show that brings to you the latest and greatest and odd and crazy news here live in front of a fake studio audience. All that clapping, you know, it's tough cramming that many people in the room.
It is.
You know, every week.
It's like behind Stephen's
green screen. Yeah, they have to get back here.
Like bleachers.
Yeah, what in the devil. So hello, everybody. This is the show that brings to you the odd and crazy news from all over the world that happens throughout this wonderful week. We're so glad that you are here with us today. I'm your host, Steven, and joined, as always, by the wonderful, the amazing, the fate kills.
Me.
The smash face. Smash, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm looking at Reddit and wondering where our things is, because I see the two dorks things, but I also see that it's not our thing.
What? Twodorks.reddit.com, right?
I don't know.
You should see a whole...
Twodorks.reddit.com.
Yeah. This is a welcome to the pre-show conversation leaking into the main show.
Look, it's
there's a tons of stuff there. There's like everything, and it's got one upvote.
I see.
Because
that's
it's
cool.
It's
okay.
Me. Yeah. And we haven't, I don't think we've exported anything to YouTube in like a month.
No.
So, yeah. So, if you're a YouTube viewer and you haven't seen anything for a while, Twitch just stopped operating in a friendly manner.
I think it's a good thing, though, because we're going to start. Doing some actual YouTube videos and not just, hey, watch me stream.
Yeah, but I like the archive, you know? Like, because Twitch doesn't archive.
It deletes it, yeah.
Yeah, it'll delete
it. Some of the stuff did not need to be archived because sometimes I had a bad day and I was just grumpy as shit. It was not a good time. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand full heart. You're like, the internet should forget that. Oh! Is that a sticker?
That's my H&H book.
Hey, I got
it's like legit with thoughts.
I got stickers
like
in here.
Like H&H thoughts and junk.
Do you really journal in that thing?
Yeah, for H&H's.
I got more, yo.
Oh, you got more stickers?
Anybody want a sticker?
Yeah. Trivia for stickers at Horses and Haggardades dot. Oh, look
stickers.
At all of them.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch.
We need to at least send Var some.
Yeah, Var, you want a sticker? What's up, Alice Was Hood? I like to call Alice Was Hood Alice Washed.
Alice Washed?
Yeah.
Alice was what's up?
Yeah, we got stickers. Send me your address. First come, first serve. Twodorksmedia@gmail.com. I'll hook you up with these.
Yes. Well, yeah. Apparently, we're going to be working out the P.O. box today.
Oh, are we doing that today?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Today.
Today. It's on the chore list.
Var is like, if you don't put somewhere so I can put my wood, we're going to have a bad time. Var's like been desperately trying to send us his wood. And we really want Var's wood.
He needs somewhere.
Like he's
to
got
put
some
his,
good wood.
He needs somewhere to put his wood.
So we're trying to get some sort of like orifice like.
Yeah. We're trying to put his wood in a box, if you know what I mean.
I just blew out the mic. Sorry about
this. You did allude to this show getting people laid, so there is that.
I mean, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades gets you laid since 1997.
Yeah, back before any of us knew what a podcast was.
Before podcasting was able to be a thing.
Oh, I think there's actually more in here. What's this?
Steve is like, it's my magic bag of holding.
What
is that? Is that Red Robin?
Red Bubble. Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Yes, Red Robin. It is the Red Robin. It's like, but it's Red, you know, Red Robin is Jason Todd from The Thing.
Red Robin? Red
Robin.
How about Red Hood?
The Red Hood is Jason Todd, but Red Robin was also Jason Todd.
Red Robin, Red Robin, said Batman right over.
Yeah, Red Robin, Red Robin, they're dropping like flies or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to be a Robin.
Yeah, do you want to be
thank
Robin's?
Thank you for the host, Miss Wood!
Miss Wood, thank you for the host. You the best.
Technically, it was Hood, but we've been talking about Wood, and I saw that OOD, and I'm just like, yes, Alicia Wood.
Yeah, Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys Wood. That's a famous poet. Jay Barlow.
Have you seen that commercial with the Maya Angelou talking?
Yeah, man.
But she sounds like a dude.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was her. Oh. And I'm like, what is this feely, dutchy bull crap that's on? Like, just show me people beating the crap out of each other in the Olympics and like...
Right.
Some bad sportsmanship and some dosing Russians. Like, that's what I need.
There's some stuff going on at the Olympics, man. There's some, like, Michael Phelps is all like, I'm swimming real fast. Did you see the post? There's a post on Facebook. It said the three things that you would want if you were stranded on a desert island.
Michael Phelps.
Somebody said a saddle, Michael Phelps, and a gold medal on a stick.
Or Katie Ledecky. Holy shit. Either one of those.
Did you see? She's like, I'm just going to swim by myself. I don't even know.
The camera couldn't even pan out far enough to get the rest of it. I'm like, is she doing that by herself? He's like, no, honey, there's other people in the pool.
Yeah,
like, where? How many laps behind are they? Did they just get out and quit?
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is just a world record attempt by herself, right? No, you see the little splashes way over there? That's people.
That's fantastic. They're mm-hmm. like, she swims like a dude. I'm like, so when they said that, I actually started watching. And the guys, when they, at least in the freestyle, because that's the only thing I paid attention to.
Right.
They swim drastically different than the females do. And I'm like, how do you...
What,
like,
is that?
But I guess it's because, you know, our body shapes are different.
Boobs? Center of balance?
But she swims like the dude. Like, she does the break. Break. And the girl's like, duh. Like, there's no break. Yeah. I don't know what the difference is, but it's, she takes that little pause. She goes,
Phew. So she can, so like an 800, like that was an 800 meter or 200? What was that?
I know she went 800.
But that was probably the 800 meter that she left everybody behind.
Oh, she's, I mean, because she's a endurance.
Long swim.
Yeah, she's in, holy crap.
That's a long swim.
That's open back and then open back and then like eight times.
That's like 45 laps or something. I mean, if you do the math real quick in your head. That's definitely 45 laps.
Trust is saying there's a judo snub on YouTube. I guess somebody rejected a handshake. I don't know what country it was, but please, ouch.
If America could not do anything stupid, that would be great. Could we just make sure that
we've been pretty good.
Well, we kind of have been, except for the Russian feud lady, and she was all like, I'm smack talking.
So...
And then Michael Phelps with his Darth Vader force choke.
Oh, that was so funny. Did you actually see that happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't really paying attention. I just knew he looked really angry and stern.
Well,
and then when
like,
it became
was
a meme,
up there, like, shadow boxing in front of him, because he'd been talking shit about Phelps for like the last year. And so he gets up there and he like does his little, and I'm like, I don't know. That has spawned. If the people 14 years from now aren't going to know who Michael Phelps is, except from the meme. He's that guy in Star Wars, right?
He's that guy in Star Wars.
He killed all those Padawans.
Yeah, he's Anakin before the Padawan killed him.
Leo, what's up?
Leo Kage, welcome to the chat, sir. We are very happy to have you today.
Do we have any announcements or anything?
The announcements? I've got an announcement for you. You ready for the announcement?
No.
I'm as mad as hell.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I really hate the volleyball beach uniforms. I hate them. I hate that you could basically put a 2-inch black bar across the screen and everyone would look nude. It's driving me up the wall. There's just wedgies and butts. You might as well be in a thong. I don't know why you aren't out there. And people are like, don't disrespect them. That's the uniform for their sport. Their sport is a sport practiced by college kids every spring break on this stupid beach. Like, I get it. It takes a lot of talent. I understand. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate your skill. But if I hear one more person say, well, if they were wearing more, it could interrupt their flow and get in their way. You know, too much uniform is just going to cause them problems. And then when I see the men's volleyball wearing full shorts and tank tops, do they not need to wear a Speedo? There's a double standard here. There's a double standard and you're embracing it. You're just like, oh, well, the women, it would be an issue if they were wearing clothes. And
most
like,
of them don't have boobs, so.
People are like, oh, well, you know, you got that sand everywhere. You don't want to get sand up your sleeve. How about not getting sand up your crotch? Like, I mean, we need to chill. On the bikini, like, it's
Zero
getting so
chill.
Small. And divers are like, if they did not shave their crotches, there would just be A forestry just popping. Could you imagine?
The dude divers?
Yeah.
There's nothing. They have a wiener sock on. They have a windsock on their wing. Did you see where the NBC accidentally censored their bathing suits and they all look like porn stars?
Naked.
I'm like, oh. And the one guy's like, got his like hair tossed back. I'm like, if someone was kneeling down to pick up something at this particular moment, that would be real funny.
There's a lot of things that need to be corrected here. Like, I think the only reason they wear the Speedo is so their wiener doesn't flap in the wind and cause a resistance. That's the only thing. And dressed, yes, I understand the Olympics were originally played completely naked, and I've said that multiple times in this conversation I've
and
had
oiled.
Over the last 2 weeks. I'm like, why don't we just go back to that? Clearly we're on our way. And the people are like, Steven, you're just too, like, you know, worried about modesty, and this is a sport, and people need to be mature about it. And I'm like, ain't nobody mature when the first thing you see on Reddit is like, this is why I love beach volleyball, and it's somebody bent over with their butt hanging out, and you're like, yeah, we're all really mature enough for this. And it's got a million upvotes, and you're like, yeah, uh-huh. We're good enough. I mean, you can't even be a female runner that's warming up without becoming a sexual meme on the internet. It's an embarrassment. Like, pull it together, everybody. Let's start putting clothes back on.
For when I'm watching the beach volleyball, because those matches, the American women have been, oh my God, they've been, like, some of the matches have just been phenomenal. Like, us in Switzerland, holy crap, that was such a good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to lose. Like, but the entire time I wasn't really paying attention. The only time I ever thought about anything was when they bent over and Jacob goes, good Lord, they need to lose some weight. And I'm like,
what?
A, they're bent over, so their guts are spilling out. They're not worried about, like, tucking their guts back in their stomach. Right. They're trying not to lose in the Olympics.
If you bend over and you don't have gut folds,
then you're not, there's nothing there.
Your Photoshop is what you are, because everybody's got a gut fold.
Yeah, and it was just because, and they were breathing, because you need to breathe when you're running
around. Why do we get so obsessed with people basically looking concave? Like, that's what we want. Convex booty, concave belly. We want to just be like, whoop. We want everybody shaped like a backwards S.
Like a superhero in a comic. Yeah. I think guys pay attention more to the uniforms than the girls do, because now that I think about it, every comment that was made to the uniform was Jacob.
Dudes. Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing the same thing.
I'll take that back. When the divers came out, I'm like, holy mother of God, where the hell are your clothes?
That's a good reaction. That's not, you know, holy crap, you're so hot, why did I not marry you?
No,
you
know? Well, I don't know that a diver would want to marry me.
You were kind of like Australian swim team, you know, for a little while.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
I
remember
forgot
your
I said
Australian
the
swim team?
Yeah, I
you wanted to hang out with them for
I
a minute?
I really did. I still might, to be honest.
Maybe, you know, it is. For one thing, they're attractive, and they have an Australian accent.
Yeah.
America's fine and all, but we got some ugly fools over in our group.
Phelps is, like, you love him because he's a beast, but he's not... Yeah. Like that Tonga dude that walked out that's like all oiled up and you're just like, yes.
Tonga dude, he was definitely a specimen.
Yes, he was.
So to speak.
He was pretty. Some athletes are very pretty, and we should move on.
We should. Let's get off of this subject now. Hey, so everybody, we have discovered some magic in technology over the past 24 hours, and that magic technology is Discord. So if you're a big fan of Ashley's streams and a big fan of games, there's a fantastic chat function or chat service called Discord that we've started actually embracing, somewhat thanks to Jay Varhol and his continued rants at us to get one. Discord for whatever reason is aimed at gamers, but it really has nothing to do with gaming other than you talk and it tells people what game you're playing, which is
nice.
Okay, nice feature, but I mean it's just a killer chat service. So we have one now. So if you want to join us on the Discord, which I'll probably be on at any given time, you know, whenever.
Hanging.
You can join us, and it'll
Var's
be good.
Var's like, I want the credit, damn it.
Yeah, he told me 10 times about Discord. He's not lying. But it's actually really awesome. We were playing with it last night, and Ashley can use it now, hopefully, for some of her chitty chats.
Yeah,
or for when
cool.
people call in to the show. So that'll be to her stream on the weekdays.
Yay, Simon. Because
it's on the phone, so I can be walking down the street like I did with you the other day and just be on Discord instead of Skype.
That was so funny.
And it worked so much better. I had a lot of fun doing that, by
the way. Like, there's this dude, and he's scary.
He was, like, shadow boxing. He was this big white dude with a big belly, and he was just walking around, like, clenching his fist a bunch. And looked like he was talking to himself, and then he would stand and make, like, Hadouken.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's creeping me out. So I had to leave.
That's so much worse with the motions. Like, just hearing you talk about it, I'm like, okay, creepy dude. But no,
he was over there. He would just kind of walk back and forth across the park.
Kamehameha!
And he would just stop, and he'd go, hoo-ha! Yeah, he would do like this, and then he'd just kind of, it's like he was looking for somebody to fight the whole time.
Was he trying to, like, amp it up to over 9,000?
Maybe. He looked like if Steven Seagal was blonde and had just given up.
I feel like Steven Seagal looks like he's just given up.
People give Steven Seagal a lot of crap, but that man is the only person to actually, American, to actually run a real dojo in Japan.
Like, oh, he legit
owns
did
a
that?
Dojo in
Didn't
Japan.
Didn't he say he'd like been shooting firearms for over 9,000 hours? I'm like, nobody's been alive that long.
Yeah, like 9,000 hours.
That's a lot. It was some ridiculous number that when turned to math equated like a million years.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because master, in theory, to become a master of something, you have to have 10,000 hours of practice in that thing.
10,000 hours.
10,000
hours.
How
old does that make you?
I don't know. What's 10,000 divided by 24?
Why are you asking me a math question? I'm assuming that was like rhetorical.
No, I mean, it could be legit. 416 days.
Too legit.
But if you only have, so let's take, this is fun math. So you only have, let's say you only have 16 hours in a day. So 416 days divided by, no, times, I don't know how to do math.
Ow.
Times six, my head hurts.
Ow.
Someone find out how many active hours are real days. Oh, wow. If you practice every waking hour of every day to get 10,000 hours, you would put in 6,656 real life days.
How many years is that?
Hold on. We're doing it. We're actually making this work. See, divided by 365, and we get 18 years. 18 years of every day doing a thing, and you can call yourself a master.
Damn.
That's
and that's like no sleep.
Till Brooklyn.
Is that sleep? Is that 24
that's
hours?
Okay. That's why I said 16.
16. How many years?
18 years. 18.235.
So if you start
6,
something
4, 3,
when you're 20, then by the time you're 40.
Yeah. If you did it every day and every waking hour of
like,
every day.
That's including the weekends.
Mm-hmm. So
for
all these 16 people.
16 hours a day.
Right. So all these people who say they're masters at World of Warcraft. Liar.
You ain't a lot. Oh.
Warcraft ain't been around long enough. I like that you're wearing headphones, so when you yell, you punish yourself.
Ow. That hurt. I'm like, was I really that loud?
Yeah, you're like...
I'm just going to push that. Is that okay?
It'll be fine. I kind of have to play. So
no, we're good here.
I can turn this... I can turn this down.
Like, then I can't hear myself screaming.
Well, that right. Which is... in space, no one can hear you scream.
Right? I really want them to do that again, but the same.
I would just like them to reproduce it in high definition.
Yes, I would like them to make it. I mean, it still looks pretty damn good.
Could we please make old movies, but remake them exactly as they are with no changes, including cast, and just make them pretty?
Any CG that needs tweaked or...
Yeah.
I mean, Alien was nice because they used actual models.
Right.
And people in suits.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of Olympics, which I didn't want to stay up to do, but I stayed up anyway watching dumb Olympics and ended up watching the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
I got to watch the Star Wars trailer and see some Olympics at the same time.
I feel like that's what millions of nerds were screaming.
Yeah, we're like...
I saw sports and Star Wars.
Yeah, I got to watch Star Wars trailer and some sports came with it. It was great.
I like that.
It was great, and I'm excited about the new Star Wars movie.
I'm more excited about this one than I am the actual like
the saga.
Timeline. Yeah,
this one's cool because they from what I've heard, rumor has it that it will end 5 minutes prior to the pickup of Episode 4.
Nice.
So when
really?
They're on the when they're on the ship and C-3PO and R2-D2 are like, oh, I got the plan, special mission, whatever. Like
then that's where
that's right where it picks up.
Nice.
Yeah, and I can't help but wonder if the crew who steals the Death Star plans dies, or would they not have been more influential in the story?
Yeah, you never
like,
see them again.
You'd almost have to kill them.
Yeah.
So that could be cool.
I'm trying to stay away from...
No, I get
it. I went into Suicide Squad, totally blind.
Suicide
Squad. And that was nice.
Yeah, but you didn't have any great expectations, so...
Well, I didn't. I mean, I did, but I didn't. But I had no idea what the plot was. Like, the plot... It's so weird anymore to walk into a movie and not know what the plot... Like, Star Wars or Star Trek.
Right.
No clue what was going on for the new Star Trek. I'm like, this was good, and I had no idea...
Yeah.
Like, none.
No, I don't have a clue what that movie's about. I know there's a zebra-faced lady, and there's action.
Her makeup is so cool. Yeah. I totally want to do that for, like, a cosplay.
Oh, you should. Maybe when we go to Dragon Con next year, which we should... I like that there's a possibility for us to go to the Hyatt. I like that. But I want to stay at the Sheraton again, because it was out of the way.
Yeah, there was no...
It was like...
We could get an elevator.
You could get an elevator. Do you remember walking past people in the Marriott and the Hyatt, and they're like... Elevator, please, any day now, you know?
And
but Sheraton was like, boom, 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 we're good. Because it's like off the beaten path.
Right.
And there's not
many
events.
It's like a block away.
Yeah, it's a block.
Yeah. There's not bad.
Yeah, but once you're in those three hotels, you've got the land bridges.
Yep.
Land bridges. You've got... back
the
when I trekked
bridge.
Land bridges.
Back when the world was not covered in water.
Oh, right. Back when the world was still cooling, we had land bridges. I remember I was there.
Land bridges.
That's Jeff Bridges' brother. Land bridges. Factoid of the week. The five Olympic rings represent the five major regions of the world. Africa, the Americas, Asia, Europe, and Oceania. Oceania.
Oshawana.
Oshawana.
This is like the start of a Lion King movie. We blow up.
Sumania.
Squeedy squeedy squaw.
Have you ever heard the translation of that? It's really, the lyrics are strange.
Stephanie was telling me about it. It was something about like sacrificing a baby or something. I can't remember.
Circle of, no, it's like, see here, there is a lion. Look at the lion. Therefore, there is a lion.
My God.
Oh yeah, here it is. Here comes a lion, father. Oh yes, it's a lion. We're going to conquer. A lion and a leopard come to this open place. That's the Zulu.
That's the song?
Yeah, that's the words in Zulu. That's what it actually says.
That's the song.
Sounds so pretty.
There's not even a leopard in that movie, is there?
No, there's no leopards. There's hyenas played by Whoopi Goldberg.
I did not like the hyenas.
Pumbaa.
I didn't like them at all.
You didn't like the hyenas?
No, they were assholes.
They were not nice.
They were awful.
They were terrible.
They were dirty, stinky prat monkeys.
They were.
He's an asshole, sir.
Yeah, yes.
That's what they were.
Do I laugh that loud?
You laugh loudly.
Why is that busting my face
open
now?
Well, there's a compressor built in this mixer, but I don't know how to work anything in my technology thing.
I feel like I didn't always do that.
You did. It's fine. But I have a levelator thing that goes back afterwards and tries to level everything so that
so
it
for those
sound
people
explosive.
Not listening live.
Yeah, so when people download the podcast,
they're not punished.
But I didn't even finish the factoid.
Oh, Sauvignon.
So there's Olympic ring something something, and every national flag in the world includes one of the five colors, which are from left to right, blue, yellow, black, green, and red. I did not know that. That is awesome.
So the flags of the country, Steven.
Yeah, flags. Talk to me.
Did you watch the opening ceremony?
I watched part of it, and then I was like, I don't speak Portuguese, and I don't know what the devil's going on. I'm open to other cultures, but right now I'm just not interested enough to care.
I think everybody kind of struggled with it. The torch lighting was just gorgeous. That piece they had behind that moved, that was really cool. That looked like a kinetic starburst.
Right.
Everything up to that point, I think everybody was sitting around going, what the shit is happening? Right. Do you know? Let's just smile. I mean, maybe we're missing something.
Yay!
No.
Portuguese.
Ustedes states and shit.
That's Spanish.
Yeah.
Portuguese. I've had people... They're like, this is the part that amazed me, is there's so many people sitting around just going, it doesn't sound like any Spanish I've ever heard. Because everyone, for whatever reason, thinks Brazil speaks Spanish, and it's awesome, because they're like, hey, what is this, man? I don't understand.
It's like Spanish-y, but not really.
It's so weird to be such a small spit of land next to Spain to have your own language. Like, right? Like, Portugal's like this big.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that. Yeah. You can squish it with your... Have you seen a map on... Like, I didn't know they did this, but the closer you are to the equator, the smaller they make you in scale. So if you ever look at a map, it's not to scale.
Well, how do we find a scale map of Earth?
If you look at it, like, it blew my mind. Like, stuff... Like, Hawaii... Or Alaska. Alaska looks effing huge because it's way far away.
Yeah.
Greenland looks huge because it's way far away from the equator. But if you bring it down to the equator, it's a teeny tiny
piece really of small.
Shit. Yeah. So apparently, on a world map, the closer you are to the equator, the smaller it appears on the map, and the further away. So it's not true to scale. Like, none of it's true to scale. I'm like, how did I go my entire freaking life and not know that?
I don't
until maps, like last week.
Maps are dumb. Yeah, how did I not know that either? That's crazy. Yeah,
true,
I guess that makes kind of sense.
World map.
Well, and the thing is with flat maps, they're stupid because you can't make a sphere into a flat map. So there's all these maps that have really bad proportions.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's stuff you can, there's like flash stuff. You can pick up your country. Like the United States, if you take it and put it over top of Africa, it takes up a fourth of Africa.
Oh, wow.
Or if you take, I really wanted to, let's see here.
Oh, yeah, Brazil would be bigger than the United States if we didn't have Alaska. But it doesn't look that way.
Well, so Alaska's so small. Alaska's like about the size of Hawaii. It's stupid.
What?
When you drag it down.
I don't believe this for a minute.
Like, if you take Madagascar and put it over Africa, it takes up half of Africa.
I need proof of this. Pics or it didn't happen.
Well, let's see here. They took...
Oh, I found a map of Cyrodiil.
What is it's called something and I can't think about it.
Isn't it weird, like, when you see a made up map of a made up world, you look at it and you go, man, that looks man made.
Right.
But our map, it's like, that's a legit map of a place.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know, cuz every time I drew a map for D&D, I'm like, this is stupid. My map looks dumb. And like Middle Earth map, you're like, that looks like J.R.R. Tolkien drew it. But the map of Earth, you're just like, holy crap, the
no,
map
that's
of Earth
for real.
Is a real.
It's because, like, we put stupid colors on ours. I think that's what, like, made-up maps are missing. So if you take Greenland and put it beside
holy
Africa,
poop.
It's, like, 1/16th the size of Africa.
How do... Links are... Like, what are you doing? Oh, yeah. Hey, man. Big, here... Kenny Baker died today.
Who's Kenny Baker?
R2-D2.
Aww.
Yeah, so this show's dedicated to Kenny Baker. Thank you for reminding me, Ecto. That's important.
That's
a
sadness.
Big deal. Yeah, so R2-D2's you know what? It has nothing to do with Kenny Baker, but they really didn't have to put a person in R2-D2 nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
There's people at Dragon Con that drive around R2-D2s with a remote control.
Isn't that crazy?
But they're still putting poor Kenny Baker at 3'8" into a small trash can and making him drive it because nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's cool. It's cool that they did that. And I mean, he had a 4-second role in Force Awakens, spoiler alert. But, you know. Oh, yeah. See that? Yeah, Greenland. I got your thing right here.
Yeah.
If you take Greenland and you put it next to Africa, it's itty bitty. If you take that thing and put it there. This is interesting.
But the world's not flat, right? But we have to depict it as flat for our brains to...
This is all fascinating.
Var, rest in peace, he will.
Aw, Var. No, this is pretty cool. Texas is huge, though. Like,
yeah.
Legit huge. Everything's bigger than Texas.
But it's just weird. Like, the further it goes from the equator, the bigger it is. And then the closer it gets to the equator, the smaller it looks the map. I just, that boggled mind.
That's pretty nuts. We did jam-pack this factoid.
Like, yeah.
I mean, we did.
Welcome to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, where you learning shit.
Yeah, we learn new things.
Dress
We're
is saying
so
on
qualified.
Google Earth, you can see true to size stuff.
Oh, well, Dress is smarter than me, so he's probably right.
Yeah.
Dress is a genius.
Yeah, he's a
freaking brilliant,
a smart dude.
Hey, Dress, holler at me because I'm about to buy a graphics card and I need to know whether I should splurge and get the 1070 or should just get the 1060.
Stuffy's got a broken leg. So
yeah,
he's like, yeah,
it's time to get that 1060. I want to get the 1060 because I don't game that much and, you know, it should be fine on high for most things.
I
need your suggestion because I'm really struggling with it. Because the 1070 is $100 more than the 1060.
What's the difference?
I can do a lot with $100.
Yeah.
2 gigs of RAM on the card and some extra CUDA cores and some extra clock speed and some extra computer figures.
Computers?
Extra computer numbers.
Computers.
Yeah. Hey, Leo Kage, join the Discord.
Yeah,
Yay.
That made me happy.
That's awesome. Discord is going to be hopping. Going to be hopping. We love y'all. So yeah, Dress, like legit. I need your expert opinion. Too legit to quit. Hey, too legit. You did that. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey.
Wait, what is it?
Too legit. too legit to quit.
Oh, it's that like was the, from the...
like the Full House
that
thing.
Was, yeah, that was the dude cut that Alanis Morissette sang about.
Yeah, with movie theater stuff. I remember that. Time to do some news. A Russian woman claims Pokemon molested her.
Yeah.
If you found a Pokemon on your crotch, could you count that as molestation?
Oh, I took a picture of a Weedle between my legs. So it looked like I had a Weedle wiener. And
I took a picture of a Weedle between my legs.
Well, it was between my legs. And I'm like, look, I have a Weedle wiener.
I got a Weedle in there.
But then I decided not to tweet it because some of my Sunday school parents followed me on Twitter. And I'm I forget.
I shouldn't do that.
I shouldn't say the things.
Sometimes.
Their kids are way worse than I am, but...
But you're the example.
Yeah, whatever.
A woman tells police she was raped, capitalized, by a Pokemon Go character after she felt an assault in the virtual reality game detected the creature in her bedroom. What? Police say a young woman has lodged a formal complaint that she has been raped by a Pokemon. Listen, if you don't play around with the rape word.
Don't. So I think it's because it may be translated a little roughly. Yeah. I settled on molested.
Yeah, molested seems a little bit better.
Because Charizard is no rapist.
No, I don't think you're going to be able to. There's no. They leave behind no evidence.
Oh, dear Lord.
She told officers that she had been sexually assaulted by a giant Pokemon in her apartment in the Russian capital of Moscow. The married woman, whose name has not been released, had reportedly been playing Pokemon Go before she fell asleep. She claimed that she woke up to find a huge Pokemon lying on top of her body and says it was raping her. The woman says the Pokemon disappeared when she jumped out of bed, but says the Pokemon Go app on her phone could still detect the same virtual character's presence on her bed. Of course, because that's where the virtual character, landing spot was.
Yeah.
It will always be there. It's not going to be on your crotch anymore, because it's designed to be at the spot
it's
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you move, then it's no longer on your crotch.
Right.
So,
because it's not real.
This is what my question was, because I found this on Twitter and then Jacob found it. And so we were talking about it. And I'm like, if I wake up and feel molesty, you know, I'm not going to go, well, let me check my Pokemon app.
That's actually really smart. That's the best part about this. Yeah, I'm feeling molested. I wonder if it's a Pokemon.
I wonder if that Charizard was trying to snuggle with me under the covers. Like, if I feel weird in the middle of the night or whatever, my first instinct is to, I don't know, go to the other person in the house and not open a game on my phone just to make sure that there are no creepy, like, I need to walk a couple more kilometers to hatch that egg even though I feel molesty.
Yeah, like you should.
Leo, be right back. I need to catch a Squirtle.
is that person?
That's his girlfriend.
That's his girlfriend. Yeah. Be careful. Don't let that Squirtle do its thing or whatever. Apparently, that's a feature, a new feature. Hey, Frankie, you made it. I'm so glad Frankie, you could join us.
His daughter is just freaking.
His family's
fantastic.
Beautiful.
She's awesome. She put she's gonna walk up to her dad and be like, yeah, Dad, I'm glad that I added her on Facebook, but dear God, she likes everything I do because all of her posts are freaking hilarious. They're like all about makeup and stuff, and they're all funny. I'm like, I get all of your jokes. I like you as a person.
It's like I'm not obsessive. I just really like you.
And you did where I like her like a couple times, they just keep popping up because that's how Facebook is. It's like, oh, you liked a post, so here's 14 others. Yeah, so I'm like, I like all of these too.
Yeah, here's all the things. I usually hit the like button as an acknowledgement sometimes. Like, especially when somebody's commenting on something I post, which is not often, but sometimes happens, I'll like their comment to let them know I read it. I saw your comment.
Yeah. But like, even if it's I'm sick and I'm dying, just because I like it doesn't mean, like, yes,
well, at least
I'm glad you got cervical nanos.
At least they added their whole, you know, you can sad face stuff or wow face stuff or love face stuff.
Love face, yeah. I love a lot because I have strong feelings.
Yeah, mine are very powerful. I'm either really in love with what you're doing or I hate it. I don't want to talk to you anymore and I'm going to defriend you. That's basically how it works.
Yeah.
No, there's sometimes, you know, you have those people sometimes where you're like, I don't really agree with 90% of the things you post, but because I feel an obligation to stay your friend, I'm going to keep you in my stupid news feed so I get angry every time I look at it. I hate that. And then I'm like, I should just unfollow you. But sometimes you do things that are worth looking at. But most of the time, it's just outright Donald Trump support. I just...
Did you see where Billy West read?
Yes.
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 Zap Brannigan.
Is Zap Brannigan quotes as Donald Trump. They were actually awful, and it was perfect to have him do that. I love voice actors. They're just like, we'll do whatever.
We actually, first time we saw Billy West, and probably the only time, was when we went to Dragon Con.
Dragon Con.
Yeah.
We saw him and John DiMaggio and the other dude who voiced the other guy. I don't know anybody.
Well, those are
Futurama
like,
was not my zone.
Oh, it was on today and I was watching it. I was like flipping between that and the Olympics.
It's such a good show, but I don't know why I've never like sat down and watched Futurama.
It's
but
so
it's
clever.
So good. It's so
I'm going to make sure Sam watches it.
Oh, that's fine. Sam would love to watch it. Sam right now, only thing he ever wants to watch is Tumbleleaf. Loves Tumbleleaf.
Tumbleleaf
is not an annoying kids show though. Like it's just a show. But it's not like, it's not one of those kids shows where they stop and they like wait for the kid to answer a question. It's not like, do you see the blue circle?
Oh, that's so annoying. It's just a show.
It's just a show.
I actually kind of like watching it and I get annoyed when people talk over top of it.
It's annoying, yeah. Like when you're like, Sam can't hear a darn thing because we're all having a stupid conversation. When I want to see, how is Fig going to get out of the bog swamp? Like how?
Pancakes.
How's he going to do it? You know, I love when Maple makes the food for the grubs. That's like my favorite thing ever.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You need to watch that one. She makes little pieces.
Is that the rainbow one?
No. The rainbow one's where they went to the magic cave that played the song and they found the rainbow.
No, the rainbow muds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the rainbow muds.
Yes. I've only seen like 3 seconds of that one. I'm like, I want to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah, you guys.
If you have not seen Tumbleleaf.
Just watch it. It's great.
Go to Amazon and watch.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Waffle.
Ecto.
There's no raffles right now.
Ecto's a brony.
Oh,
yes.
Is Ecto a brony? You don't have a problem. We actually had, we interviewed one of the artists for the comic book.
That was cool.
Tony Fleece.
Tony Fleeces.
Yeah, back in the day, he wanted to give the Dragon Con booby report.
I forgot about that.
You remember the Dragon Con?
We need to check in on like Chris Marino and Tony Fleece.
Did
you know that Lauren Perry is pregnant?
I heard that. Yeah, Lauren, if you listen to the show, congrats. That is super awesome.
Lauren Perry is a fantastic... Like, most everybody we know is either a fantastic artist or just fantastic at something.
Yeah, I don't know how
like,
it happened.
Really creative.
Like, we suck at generally using our hands to make art. But the people we talk to, for whatever reason, are great at it.
We're like a bright light that attracts creative moths.
Yeah, how's that work? So weird. There's moths with paintbrushes just flying all over the place. Crazy. Small town news.
This makes me so happy. And it happened in New Jersey, which is even better. The wife and girlfriend of deceased New Jersey man have placed competing obituaries side by side in their local paper because they could not agree on how to phrase the 55-year-old's death notice.
What?
Yes.
So they put two of them in there?
Yes, one right above the other with the same picture. It's
oh, that's
beautiful.
Awesome.
The notice for Bill Black of Egg Harbor Township appeared next to each other in the Friday edition of the Press of Atlantic City. They have also been published online, and I think Steven's about to show you a picture.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it up.
One of the notices says Mr. Black is survived by, quote, a loving wife and son after passing away August 2nd, surrounded by family. However, the second obituary makes no mention of a wife and instead says he is survived by a son, siblings, and a long tome. Apparently, it should have been long time. Girlfriend. The second obituary says Mr. Black died from lung cancer, quote, due to fiberglass exposure. A staff member at the funeral home for the business said Mr. Black's funeral said two of the notices appeared because of a disagreement over the obituary's wording. The wife wanted it one way. The girlfriend wanted another. Mr. Black's funeral will be held tomorrow.
Can we just stop for a second and take note that the newspaper says Black Leroy?
Oh my God, what?
And just look at the newspaper, and his name is Black Leroy. If you put it backwards,
His name is...
his name is Leroy Black, but they put it in as Black, Leroy. So it's like Black Leroy.
No, that's even better. Yeah,
it's so much better than this entire story by itself.
Black Leroy dies. Dude, can you imagine the bullshittery that was like going on at that funeral home during the tomorrow?
Just, like their standoff. They're like standing on other ends of the funeral home just looking at each other.
Everybody's gonna be like, dude, like, got poisoned because he probably didn't want to deal with this bullshit no more. Holy crap.
So the wife put in his loving wife, Beretta. But if he's got a girlfriend, like, I don't understand.
I don't.
And Black Leroy, they gave him nicknames. His girlfriend put nicknames everywhere. But
was
his
it
wife,
Bill?
No, Blast. They called him Blast, I guess. So Jazz
Blast Leroy Black.
Yeah, he is survived by his son Jazz Black, siblings Donna Faye Cherry, Janet Vilma, Lorna Clover, Audrey Marsha, and Sandra Rose Marie, and a host of other friends. So there's all these names and quotes. I think his wife's the more professional one. I'm just going to go out on a
obviously.
Limb and say that.
I mean,
that's
if you're
probably
a girlfriend
better.
Of somebody that has children, maybe you need to reconsider some things.
Yeah. So which one? The wife said that he died from fiberglass exposure, or the girlfriend's is pretty crappy.
What? I love how we're picking apart an obituary.
Yeah, Bill Black.
Well, I mean, it was. I feel like if somebody misspells something in an obituary,
yeah,
you should fix it for them.
And what? So is there such a thing as predeceased?
Is that alive?
That's no. So it says he is predeceased by his parents. This is so his girlfriend needs to just step away because. And she put his long tome girlfriend,
yeah.
Not long time. So
predeceased.
Yeah, look up predeceased because I don't feel like. I would say something cool like he's following his parents to the Holy Land or something like that.
Maybe
you know?
She was trying to say preceded.
Oh, maybe? I don't know.
I mean, predeceased is a verb.
So it is a word. See, Ecto, I was wondering if predeceased is an actual thing you can say, necessarily like.
It does mean to die before someone else, but it's if you can't spell long time or long term,
yeah.
Maybe you just need to use preceded.
His girlfriend love him long time. or long tome, as it were. Long tome. Long tome Black
God,
Leroy.
Steven, you're going to hell.
No, I'm not. It's all fine. When I go, I want you to write my obituary. And make it sound just absolutely ridiculous. I want to be like I was carried out by, like, Stephen lay in his bed with surrounded by family as 17 angels descended from heaven and picked him up, held his hands high like Rocky at the end of that movie.
And dropped him out the window on accident.
This is the winner. He's going home because he's the best. And that's what I want it to look like. I want it to be, you know, kind of like that guy who was like, this man served as Spider-Man for 40 years of his life and no one knew.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. That would be so cool.
That would be great. You can write anything you want in the newspaper. It's really not. They don't care.
I'm
right?
So going to do all the things.
Yeah. So, I mean, just fill it in with all kinds of fun stuff.
All the things. I've got an e-web and then I've got a two dorks. Moabite. What is this called?
What's a what?
Orbit Moabites.
What is a Moabite? Is that a prehistoric creature?
The decursed.
What?
Discord.
You're saying words. What the crap are you talking about?
Discord.
You're just like Moabites.
The Moabites. And Jesus smote the Moabs.
Yeah. So. Oh, good. We've got peoples in our Discord. Thank you for joining the Discord. So I'm going to hang out in this pretty much all day, every day. So if anybody ever wants to say hello.
All day, every day.
That's where I'll be.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. So I had a thought this week, and I thought about, I wondered if you would agree that everybody, regardless of how they feel about themselves, should write some sort of memoir.
Yes, I think that's
a good
fantastic.
Idea. Yeah.
I mean, just like basic information that, I mean, because my dad tells me stories. I'm like, holy sweet Jesus. Yeah. I've known you for my entire life and I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. Who are you? Yeah. Right?
I didn't know you did that.
That's so I think if you're out there and you're alive, you should write stuff about your exit. Like, because I'm sitting here like, full disclosure, my grandmother is in the hospital right now in such great condition. And I'm sitting there thinking like, I've talked to her a lot about stuff, but there's some things I just don't know. And that, like, my grandfather, when he passed, I just don't know the most of the things I know about him that were cool, like, that I just never thought to ask before.
Yeah.
Stuff my cousins or his family has told me after the fact at the funeral home.
Right, yeah.
And it's like, I would love more details on this particular aspect of who this person was, you know?
But when someone passes, it's difficult to get that.
It's gone. It's gone.
Like, there are specific notebooks out there to help people with that. Like,
really?
If you aren't a writer and you wouldn't even know where to begin, mom actually has one. She got one for grandma. Grandma never filled it out. But
right,
I've seen them. It's just like, you know, where were you born kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, what was your best, you know, just kind of to get you to open up about stuff. So I think that would even be...
That would be great. Like,
if you can't write.
And for our generation?
Yeah.
Like, if you even had a website that had the ability to fill in, like... I mean, I know people blog, but, like, you had something specifically determined to say, these are things you should tell people that they should know. You know? Like,
yeah.
Like, I would love to know stuff, like, even about my parents that I don't know, you know? And it's the stuff they don't just, nobody ever brings up, they don't tell, or you're convinced that my life isn't interesting enough.
Right. Which is always false.
Everybody's life's full with stuff that we should know.
Yeah.
You know? And I like that thing. So I think I might start writing out just little tidbits of stuff, you know, from, like, day one. Like, I was born. And then you fill it in, like, you know... I read an Edison biography once, and they started with, like, his dad and his mom, and, like, all the stuff they did, and then it's here. Because they were more interesting than a five-year-old.
Right, sure.
At the time, you know? And then it's like, okay, this is why he had parents like this, and this is where he was. And it's kind of cool, because when you're gone, and no one's going to know. And I'm going to look, like, the genealogy stuff that I've done, I've got names, right? I've got days of birth and days of death. I don't know who those people are. I don't know if they were good. I don't know if they sucked. I don't know if they treated people well. I don't know what I know. My parents are good and my grandparents are good, so they were probably good.
It's cool to see, like, the old timey writing.
Oh, yeah.
On, like, in Bibles and stuff. Like,
it's
mom was flipping through this Bible, and I'm like, who are these people? Because I don't know why, but Jacob and I were talking about that. You want to feel connected to your ancestors for some reason.
Somehow, yeah. You
and,
feel
and
like
it's
you
just
need it.
When you find out stuff about them, like, okay, yeah, you're related, but I mean, they were 400 years ago, so they literally had nothing.
Yeah.
There's just not, but it's still cool to find out about that stuff. You're like, that's neat.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's cool. Like, there's a high chance that I have an ancestor that was the first one here in America that was actually a captain on a ship that transported goods back and forth from England to the colonies. Like, Robert Adams was
his name.
Are
you serious?
Yeah. Like, that's awesome. But I don't know if that guy was a dirtbag or if he was all right, you know?
I'm going to say he was like a privateer.
It was awesome. Yeah, he's out hunting pirates. Like, that'd be cool.
That's awesome.
But that's awesome. That's just stuff you know, and you just kind of hope, oh, okay, maybe that's cool. But, yeah. So, anyway, random thought. Go out and write yourself a memoir, because one day your kids are going to want it.
And or get one of those notebooks, start filling them out.
Yeah, just do it.
Do it now.
Be
do
cool.
it. Do it now.
Do it. And then you collect it, and you've got a family catalog. Like, this is our family, man. And even though we weren't kings, you know, something important happened.
He lived.
Yeah, right? Crush your enemies.
Something's biting me!
I'm not doing that.
It really hurts. It keeps just like, there's something stabbing me
we
in
do,
the ankle, like a little gremlin.
We do have a gremlin here.
That's not funny.
Your
that's,
mom
that's
told
a,
me about it.
That's a scary ass movie.
Your mom told me
oh
about
Oh my
it.
God, can we talk about that?
Your mom told me about a gremlin.
That legit is not cool.
No, I was like, whatever.
That was not... I shit myself that night. I did not sleep well the night after she told me that bull crap.
Yeah, we had some stuff. Yeah, we had some shenanigans. There's some spirit
Would
monster.
You like to start off that story?
I don't know if I could tell it like your mom told it.
Preamble with my mom has creepy witchy powers.
Yeah, her mom knows stuff is wrong when it's wrong.
Creepy witchy powers.
You know
powers.
What I mean? She wakes up in the middle of the night and she's telling us this story. She said, I woke up and I just felt The room was wrong.
This is here, too. This is in my house. This is the room right there.
She wakes up. She says, I just felt wrong. Because she's staying with Steph's niece. Yeah. And she was like, I just looked around and I saw a black shadow figure in the room, adult-sized. And then I was like, okay, that's weird. It's fine. And then she's like, I went to reach for the light to turn the light on, and I felt it try to grab me. And I was like, I ain't got time for demon spirits in my house. So she told me the story, and I went around going, Jesus is banning you from my home. Get out of my home.
In the name of the Lord, my Savior, get the hell out.
Get out of my house.
Just, I blew up the mic.
You did. That hurts. You did. So, but yeah, so it might be picking at your leg over there. I don't know.
That's
but
not,
I've heard that
that's
stuff.
Bullshit, Steven.
It's creepy.
That's not funny.
It's
you
not,
don't say shit like that.
No,
that's,
you don't.
That's not cool.
So, but that's
you're
the
an a-hole.
Thing. Every time I've ever heard somebody describe a creepy shadow figure, they always describe them the same, and I hate it. My dad's seen like 3 of them, and he was like, oh yeah, there's these little black scary creatures, shadow things. I'm like, what the devil? Why do all the people talk about them the same way? That's weird to me. And people are like, that is the human brain doing some things with the brain and the sight and the confusion. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't believe it.
So, when mom says stuff like that, it's super duper. The shittiest thing that's ever happened is that was a chair.
It was a past gas.
It's not okay. Stephanie, when she was on rotations, I went to stay with her, and we were staying in the attic of a really old house in Charleston. You remember when she stayed there?
Oh, yeah.
It was like from the like super early 1900s or late 1800s. Gorgeous, gorgeous house, but we were in the attic.
Yeah.
And so I forgot my pillow, so I wasn't really sleeping that well because I'm an idiot and I can't sleep on anybody else's pillow. And they had this day bed pushed up against, like, you know how you have slanted roofs and then they'll have storage, but like one of those little square mini doors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like from Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, one up in the attic, yeah.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, like legit Paranormal Activity bullcrap. So I'm laying there on the bed, and the lady had a cat, but we're upstairs in the attic, and there's the door shut. There's no way for the cat to get in and out. So I guess I'm laying there, and I guess the cat got in the room, and so the cat walked up and jumped up on the bottom of the bed, kind of made me start because I'm like half asleep, but just pitch black, so I can't see anything.
Right, cats
and
are
then
creepy.
The cat like walks up and lays on my stomach. I reach, oh, it still makes me vomit. I reach up to pet the cat. There's nothing freaking there. There's no cat. And then I'm like, the cat's not inside. We couldn't get the cat in tonight. Because the cat was having problems and wouldn't come back. And I remember having that discussion. I'm like, the cat's not in the house. I have chill bumps. Oh, like my head sticking up. So I'm like laying there, like catatonic, freaking out. And then I feel it like crawl back over my stomach and then push off the bed and jump off. And I'm like, motherfucker, this is not okay.
Bleep.
I like lost my shit. I woke up and told Stephanie, I'm like,
I would die.
I'm not staying. I didn't really want to share it with her, but I'm like, I think I'm going home tonight.
Yeah. I ain't staying here
have
with
fun.
You. You have a good time. Well, you had that one in your house that tried to like strangle you in the middle of the night and stuff, right? Didn't you have one in your room that would like eat your lunch at night and stuff?
That was a movie I was terrified of. That little the cat's eye movie that would come and stand over you and breathe out your breath.
Yeah, I thought you had one in your room.
No, I was afraid of one.
The first time I had sleep paralysis at your house one time, and all I could think about was you talking about like the thing. I was like, oh no. I've never woken up with sleep paralysis except for one time. It is the creepiest.
Awful. It's awful.
I'm like, I can't really breathe that well.
Yeah.
And I can't move.
Like, this is not supposed to be.
Yeah, this is weird. Like, hey, brain, it's time to wake up. Like, you've got my eyes open and I'm conscious, but you need to go ahead and start shooting impulses
please
to the rest of my body
the
now.
Fix the thing in case zombies.
Yeah, this is bad. It's so weird. Like, I was trying to lift my hands and stuff. I couldn't. I was like, this is dumb. It only lasted for about 10 seconds.
But it's still awful.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
Blah.
Thieves attempt to siphon gas from a bus, but accidentally suck out sewage.
Yeah, that's whoops.
A few fellas in Australia recently learned a lesson on why you should watch what you put in your mouth. Some thieves really needed a little gasoline in their lives, so they decided to attempt to siphon it from a tour bus. They snuck up to the bus in the middle of the night, stuck a hose in the tank, and got to sucking. There was one big problem. They put the hose in the wrong place, so instead of siphoning gas,
they this siphoned is such a metaphor the, for sex.
They siphoned out the booty. Poo-poo.
You gotta watch which hole you put stuff in, man.
And there's an outhole for a reason. And an investigating police sergeant said, "We can infer they made a very hasty retreat with a somewhat bitter taste in their mouth." Cops are trying to track down the peeps, or perps. Track down the peeps.
The peeps and perps.
Somehow we got the feeling those would be criminals have already received their punishment. So they're just like, that's terrible.
You've gone dysentery.
If you would like to siphon poo out of a thing, so am I doing this right, Ecto? That's awesome. Oh, that's gross.
Can you imagine being the first one to be like,
have you ever had poop in your mouth? I haven't.
Not unless you live in Germany.
No, do they eat poop in Germany?
Two girls, one German.
Oh, do they do that? Is that where that came from?
Yeah, that's like the whole joke about German scheiße porn.
They eat poop?
Well, it's like poop on my chest kind of thing.
Oh, Cleveland Steamer. I hate that I know what that is. Like the internet has ruined me.
I feel like sometimes it's cool to be into some like, you know,
weird stuff. Shit. You're fine. Yeah.
And then I hear about stuff like that and I'm like, under no circumstance can I wouldn't, Jacob, would you like to take a big steaming pile of shit on my chest?
No, it's awful.
Like, how would you do cleanup?
I don't even want to think about it.
And then there's like milk enemas and stuff, and I'm just like,
why do people,
how do you come up with this idea?
Yeah, there's a lot of things in the world of gratification that I don't understand.
Like, I get the dragon porn. I get the furry porn. I get, like, some of the doctor stuff. I get the bondage. I get the
You get the S&M. Cable guy who stopped by.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I'm pretending to be the cable guy today. You're like, this is adventurous.
Right.
But you're like, you can understand where someone would be. But at some point, like, maybe you've just watched too much and you've killed your dopamine receptors to the point where you're like, the only thing that helps me is if you take a crap on my head.
Couldn't you use like soft serve or something? Because then at least it'd be like a tasty cleanup.
This is a real problem though. Like, according to therapists,
porn is desensitized us.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So you end up like, let's say you watch enormous amounts of porn.
Right.
And then one day the only thing that you could, that gets you anywhere is like the porn. Donkey porn or the weirdo, like that you get just weirder and weirder and weirder because
housewife with mutt in backyard.
Right. Right. Yeah. I can only watch the ones where the dog is in the background looking at people. Like, that happens to you. So in general, it's not good for you. There's many arguments that people are like, I have healthy habits. No, it's not okay. Plus they've discovered that your gray matter starts to disappear
because of the porn
in your brain. Yeah. Your brain starts to just die.
Have you noticed that like everything that is considered bad in the world makes your gray matter go away?
That's interesting. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everything, like Alzheimer's makes bad. Your old age, makes your pot, makes your gray matter go away.
Yeah.
Porn makes... Don't do that, Jimmy. It'll kill your gray matter.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, can we just stop arguing this is going to make you blind because everybody knows it's not true and argue it about the brain part because the brain part seems to matter.
Look, Timmy, I mean, you can watch this shit if you want to. I really don't care. But let me just tell you, you're going to have a really hard time getting off later in life.
You need,
and
to,
that's going to suck more than anything when like Tiffany and her sister can't do anything for you.
One day you're going to be going home and you're going to sit there and you're going to look at that chicken in the corner and go, where has my life gone?
Chicken in the corner, what
have I done? Why have I found myself in this place?
The chicken in the... Eric's like, what in the shit
so
is
let's
going...
Just, let's just stop while we're ahead. WTF. Last story. We got to start killing this thing.
Rio claims that chemistry is not an exact science. which was very shocking to Jacob, and he now wants his money back for his degrees.
For his degree and his job and everything.
Olympic organizers have canceled diving training and shut the pool in an attempt to restore the water to its original blue color 3 days after its emerald hue stirred concern among the competitors. The pool turned green on Tuesday.
Smells like farts. I read that.
Yes. Yes, I knew that would make you happy. Becoming the subject of numerous jokes and creating a headache for organizers. An adjacent pool used for water polo and synchronized swimming has also started to change color. This is an open air pool, by the way, so like anything could get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Including rain.
And pee.
And rain in Rio is disgusting because it's all like...
It's pulling up pee water.
But yeah, it's just hospital runoff. Perhaps the closure was just as well, as Germany's Stefan Feck reported on his Facebook page that the venue smelled
like farts.
Like farts.
I don't have a fart sound. This is disappointing.
Well, you can just do your buzz sound. There you go.
Steven's, right.
Steven's buzzer.
My buzzer was awesome. The best buzzer.
It was so disarming. I was like, couldn't even talk because you're like farting on the phone.
I have the answer.
Oh my god, you were looking at that dude thinking he was psychotic and you're walking to the farting.
You're right. I had nothing. No reason to be.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yep.
The moment you want to do some workout and the pool is closed, the whole venue smells like somebody has farted, he wrote.
It's like a disease. That person has fart.
His whole anus has fart.
His whole fart.
With a picture of himself holding his nose at the pool. Despite promises to restore the color of the pool at the Maria Link Aquatic Center, by Wednesday, organizers were still trying to adjust the chemical levels. So apparently what they did to adjust it was just to dump a metric shit ton of chlorine into the pool. Which, chlorine will kill you. The chlorine gas will kill you. Chlorine is a chemical and will sting your eyes, melt your organs, and make you die.
You're gonna die from fart and chlorine.
But since, you know, chemistry is not an exact science, they're just like, dump the shit in.
They did not literally say chemistry is not an exact science, did they?
Yeah, that's a quote.
Oh, that's amazing.
So competitors, the polo team couldn't swim in the water because they're like, we have to open our eyes underwater and we can't do that because it's killing us.
Yeah.
So they've just shut everything down and people are like, we don't care what color it is. We just want it not to kill us when we swim in it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so blah, 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 blah. Rio has poison water.
Yeah, Tony Azevedo says, what's ridiculous is not the green water. I've played in plenty of pools with green water. The problem is they put way too much chlorine in. I could barely open my eyes for the final quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, so I swam in a pool once on vacation with my family, and I, you know, I was, first time I'd been like, I can open my eyes underwater. This is great. Pool's too much chlorine. I spent the rest of the vacation, squinty eyes. Like, I had to wear sunglasses. We were at the beach. Like, couldn't even go out to the beach and be comfortable.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah, pay attention to those kinds of problems. That's just, don't open your eyes in water in pools. Wear goggles. Wear goggles. It's fine.
Unless you're in the Olympics and you can't.
Yeah, unless you're in the Olympics, whatever. I thought about, so Stephanie had LASIK, you know? She's just a big fan of surgeries here lately.
You're right.
And she had LASIK, so she doesn't have to pack any contact solution or glasses or anything if we go on a trip.
She's going to feel like she forgot. She's like, I still wake up in the middle of the night and think I fell asleep in my contacts.
Yeah, like I have to pack stupid contact solution. She's all like, ha ha ha, I can see with my eyes.
I feel like, because Jacob's got this huge bank of money that's going to go away. Thank you, Obamacare, that he's paid into.
Oh, yeah, he should use that.
And he's like, I'm thinking about LASIK. And
just
like,
do it.
Yeah, just go do the thing.
Go do it.
I'll escort you around. I won't take advantage of you in your blind state.
Only thing I worry about is sitting in front of computers all day and there's a brightness issue when you get it done for the first little bit. That would worry me.
Get some of those cool. I get some gunners. Glasses.
I get some of the gunners, the gunner glasses.
Like in the 90s. Do you remember LaFemme Nikita and Burkoff? And
I remember LaFemme Nikita, but I don't remember any. I never watched
that.
The
was
show.
My favorite show ever. I have all of them on DVD.
That's awesome. You do, don't you? I remember that. Yeah. You have the set.
Unless Jeff Gray still has some of them.
Well, we're not going to worry about that. Remember? You give things away, they're gone. And you walk away.
Don't date people. Just get married.
Just
skip the dating part.
Don't date. Just have your parents arrange one.
Is the thing. If you look at this person and go, everything I'm giving them will disappear and it makes you unhappy, then either find someone else or marry them.
Right. Perfect. See, Ashley's relationship
advice. Yeah, this is. I'm going to start doing YouTube videos on Ashley. That's what I'm going to do.
There
YouTube
you go.
YouTube videos on Ashley's relationship advice because I'm so good at relationships.
Makeup and relationship advice at the same time.
That's what I'll do. I'll get you to do a talk over for me putting on mascara.
Yeah, it's perfect. Frankie, you want to know if the LASIK contributed to the fall? It did not. Mud and a wet asphalt and some sandals with zero tread contributed to the fall.
Right after a caution slippery sign.
Right after it. Not even on the bridge that had the slippery. It was after the slippery.
I just like pointing out that she fell right next to the caution slippery sign.
Yeah, I know what it is. But it wasn't her, you know, it just kind of happened. So words of wisdom, everybody. Wait, no, hold on. I got a whole ender to do. Send your questions, comments, feedback, and hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com. Or twodorksmedia@gmail.com, I think is what it's. Send them to either one. I don't care. But I've got stickers to give away. So if anybody wants a sticker, just go ahead and send an email. First come, first serve.
Yay.
Call us and leave us a voicemail at HNH Live on Skype. We would love to play your Skype emails or Skype messages. They'd be great. Download our show everywhere. You can get a podcast. You can get it everywhere. Google Play Store, iTunes, whatever, Stitcher, blah. Follow us on Twitter, SteveHNH, FateKills with a PH, and TwoDorksTV to catch whenever the streams go live. That's where you will see that they, even if we forget, should pop up on the Twitter.
Pop up on the Twitter like toast. That's in your right. Peanut butter. What?
Donate to us. Help to make the show better. There's a tip button down on the bottom. Tips go to Ashley when she's streaming into the show in general.
And then eventually go back to you guys for giveaways.
Yeah, so... tips are good. They give everybody some help. Be great. And we're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom. The most important thing in the Olympics games is not winning, but taking part. The essential thing in life is not conquering, but fighting well. I like it.
I like that.
Fight well. Good. Well, this is great. Yeah, you can have a sticker, Frankie. I just need to know where you live. I need to know where you live. And I will send them. We love you guys. Have yourselves a wonderful week. We will see you next week right here. On Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. And don't forget about Ashley streams every week, every day, whatever.
Doing one tomorrow.
Most days. Doing one tomorrow because it's Sunday. Yay.
Up in here.